Psalm 142, Preface. As of yore, so to this day, the faithful teachers of the pure truth are envied and despised, and false prophets, fanatics, and hypocrites are popular with men. Hence, it is highly necessary for us to call upon God in instant prayer, graciously to protect us against errors and false doctrines, and to grant us faithful pastors who, without fear or favor, proclaim the doctrine which is according to godliness in the wholesome words of Jesus Christ. Over and again, we should pray God to convert those in error, to put to shame those who maliciously deny and corrupt His word, to save His church from sect and schism, and from a false union with science and the world, to cause the gospel of free grace to be sounded from every pulpit in all parts of our native land, and to make it in us a power unto salvation. Now that this and all our prayers may be heard, we must live in penitence, for security and impenitence hinder the hearing of prayer. So impenitence and wickedness of life rob prayer of the virtues to attract the grace and gifts of God. We must lift up holy hands unto God. This we should remember in reading the 142nd Psalm. David's Prayer for Succor. Maskil of David, a prayer when he was in the cave. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before Him. I showed before Him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then Thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand, and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto Thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise Thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for Thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Summary. David made this fervent supplication to God when hiding in the cave from Saul. Now, persecuted and suffering, David is a figure of the church militant. As David had to suffer many privations before he obtained the kingdom, so the church must also suffer before she is exalted. They that will live godly in Christ Jesus must suffer persecution. Jacob was hated by Esau. The true prophets were put to death by false prophets and wicked kings. Christ Himself was rejected and condemned to the death of crucifixion by His own people. The true church has always been like a lonely widow who could truthfully say, No man cared for my soul, verse 4. Even at this day, that church which insists on the truth of Christ in its fullness and purity is spoken against by all men. Satan and the world never did like the truth, and they never will like those who make full earnest with the word of truth, and will know nothing of a compromise with error and the world. But if we are taunted of men for the truth's sake, let us rejoice. Christ was rejected of men and exalted of God, and if we suffer with Him, we shall also reign with Him. Prayer. Lord Jesus, help Thy church uphold, for we are sluggish, thoughtless, cold. Endue Thy word with power and grace, and spread its truth in every place. Amen.